Did you know there's an online cannabis company that ships federally legal THC right to your door? And they found a way to combine THC with carefully selected functional ingredients to create gummies, baked goods, and flower for whatever type of buzz you'd want. I'm talking about Mood.com. They have an incredible line of cannabis gummies, and you get 20% off your first order at Mood.com with promo code SPECIALISTS with an S on the end. This isn't some rinky-dink discount of 5 or 10%. This is 20% off your first order. Forget one-size-fits-all supplements that only get you high. Mood's functional gummies are optimized to kick in as little as 15 minutes and take you to the mood you're looking for. My favorite are the Sleepy Time Advanced gummies. That's right, those are for sleepy time. You know when you just can't fall asleep? Take these and they'll put you right in the mood. Beyond gummies, Mood also has a selection of flower, pre-rolls, bakery treats, and beverages. Listen, you can find gummies to just get you high pretty much everywhere these days. But Mood's functional gummies combine premium, federally legal THC with targeted botanicals to help you get into the perfect mood, usually in as little as 15 minutes. And everything ships discreetly right to your door. No dispensary lines, no awkward conversations, just better days and nights delivered to your doorstep. Best of all, not only is every Mood product backed by a 100-day satisfaction guarantee, but as I mentioned, listeners get 20% off their first order with promo code SPECIALISTS with an S on the end. So head to Mood.com, find the functional gummy that matches exactly what you're looking for, and let Mood help you discover your perfect mood. And don't forget to use promo code SPECIALISTS when you check out to save 20% on your first order. Try it today at mood.com.
The Survivor Specialist Phil and Teg with R back, and we're doing another episode of Everything You Need to Know About. And today we are talking about season 48's Camilla, who finished fourth place on her season and is one of, I believe it's five. Let me make sure I get this right. She is one of five people to never receive a single vote against them and yet get eliminated at a tribal council. The others are Pascal, Saree and Game Changers, Kara and Liz, which you already heard about this in the Saree one, which we put out as the first one in the series. But Camilla goes out. We find out at that final tribal that she was going to win. She was going to get everything. She's one of her and Genevieve are the first two Canadians to return and play for a second season. So that's exciting. Camilla also voted correctly at every single tribal council except for the Shaheen boot, which was purposeful. And at the star boot, she voted for Mary, which was also purposeful. So she voted correctly or was voting incorrectly to kind of hide what was actually taking place. Obviously, she had the under the radar alliance going with Kyle, which nobody will allow to happen again. We only have one season to talk about, right? She's fresh in our minds. But what else do we need to know about Camilla here?
Well, first off, I'm just very excited to see her back. I know that like we as a community are not super stoked to see so many people from 48, 46, all of that. But Camilla is somebody that I think played an absolutely incredible game. And, you know, had the luck been, you know, if she had won fire, you know, she could have won the whole thing. And I'm very excited to see her coming back. Now, you mentioned her under the radar alliance with Kyle, and that is not going to be, it's not going to happen, because if they work together, I think it'll be over the radar, it'll be known, or people just won't let it happen. I'm really excited to see if they end up on the same tribe. I doubt they will. But you know, in 48, they actually were together every single time. They were together on their original Siva tribe, on the Swap tribe, and even in the split tribal council, they were still together. And so I'm very interested to watch how she plays without, you know, a close number one like that. She is very smart. She loves chaos. As I said previously, she loves Coach and Philip. She loves like the chaos of it all, Q. And two of those people that she has mentioned in interviews that she loves are on this season. And so I think that either she's going to play like them or she plays with them. And maybe, you know, causes some chaos there. But, you know, she's also incredibly good at puzzles. We saw her win not one, but two immunity challenges. And one of those was she came from way far behind and went to win because she's so good at puzzles. And so I do think that's going to be a strong selling point for her on her tribe and also for her if she does make it to the individual portion of the game. So I think she's got a lot going for her. I think because she's so fresh on everyone's mind, that's probably not super great for her. Because it just like the last thing that they saw was everybody raising their hand at Final Trouble Council saying, I would have voted for Camilla. So I don't think that that's necessarily a great thing, but I think she's got a lot going for her. And I'm really excited to see kind of what she's able to pull together.
Yeah, that's my biggest concern for her is that everybody said she would have won. And that's scary because that's the last that everybody saw Kyle win, but everybody saw them say Camilla would have beaten Kyle. Now, if they don't split up the 48ers to start this, we riot because, again, we're pre-recording these. As you can see, Tegwith and I are wearing the same exact outfits as we were wearing during the Aussie podcast. We have not moved from our chairs. So it's weird for us to pre-record because normally I'm so used to just doing our live stuff. So if the tribes have been announced, we're recording this before they're announced. If they don't split up the 48ers, though, people are going to be pissed because it was already that people were like, oh, everything's rigged for Joe. Joe's got it so easy, blah, blah, blah. If Kyle and Camilla end up on the same tribe, it's like, are they trying to protect Kyle and Camilla? I don't get, or are they really hurting Kyle and Camilla? But we saw in Game Changers, they didn't really make an effort at all to split up the people who had played together. So there's always a chance that they just, you know, throw caution to the wind and say, well, Joe and Camilla make sense on the same tribe because Joe's really physical and Camilla's more of a strategist and it works.
Yeah, I think the real detriment would be if Kyle and Camilla are on the same tribe. I don't necessarily think it's a horrible thing if Joe and Camilla are on the same tribe because she didn't really work with him. She worked actively against him, actually, manipulating him, using him. And so I think that that could be a better thing for her. But I just think that it would be a very bad thing if she and Kyle were on the same tribe together. I think one of them is going out first or second. Like they are either, they're not going to be together long. And so that I think is the worst case scenario. But I do think that Camilla is able to make the bonds. I mean, if you remember, she talked with Mary, you know, she talked with Star, she talked with all of these people, this like underdog alliance. And while they couldn't get stuff like together, she still had these bonds. And after the game, we have heard Eva talking about how Camilla was really close to her. And while they didn't play a lot really closely together in the game, they bonded quite a bit on the beach. I think she called them like a mother figure or something like in her post-game talks. And so I think a lot of this is in the pros column for Camilla, because I don't think that she's a one trick pony. She's good at a lot of stuff. She surprised herself at challenges. And I do think like if these, tribe challenges have a puzzle, I think that she is going to be set. And I think her tribe is going to be really well, good because she is so good at puzzles and we can see how she does them like that. So like I said, I think that there are some instances that could really hurt her, but I don't know. I think she's a really well-rounded player. And I really think that there's a lot that could go her way.
Well, so you're talking about Eva saying she's like a mother figure, 30 years old, 31 now, right?
She's
like
not,
what a mother. I guess she fits into the Genevieve mother more than anything. Here's the thing that I think actually really works in Camilla's favor as you're talking about doing the puzzle portion. She just played. So the puzzles that she just saw are going to be similar. She knows the style, right? The last time Ceri played was season 34. Even if Ceri's pretty good at puzzles, it's been 16 seasons. And those puzzles have changed dramatically since the new era began, right? So I do worry for Ceri and some of the old schoolers who haven't played in a while, even Chrissy, right? Chrissy could be in a little bit of trouble here because she hasn't played since season 35. That's a long time ago in terms of Survivor. But Camilla's coming out there knowing what to expect, knowing the little tips and tricks and maybe even how they cut the puzzles. Maybe that's something that she can just visualize because she was so good at the puzzles. Now, it did help that Joe would still be working on that last puzzle if Camilla hadn't finished. But like, I do feel like Camilla is in a good spot there. The biggest problem for Camilla is in the exit press with me, she's talking about, I wanted to blow things up. I wanted to make it crazy, but Kyle just kept me under control and it drove me crazy. I wanted to make crazy moves. You're talking about, she wants to play with crazy people. She wants to do all this insanity. She's already said all that. And everybody saw that she was a really, really good strategist. If the physical challenges happen early on in this season, it is so easy to turn and say, we got to get rid of her. She's scared. I mean, it kind of falls into what Sierra ran into in Game Changers of just like, you're too scary. We don't want you here. And I think it's funny because I would have to yell at people during my recaps that Camilla was not purple. early in season 48 because people were trying to claim she was invisible and wasn't there. Camilla's probably the biggest threat out of any of the new era players walking onto this beach because she can't really be used as a shield the way Kyle and Dee can because they won. She's not physically great at the game like Joe. She's seen as a strategist, and she's fresh in everybody's minds. Camilla and Genevieve should be targets 1 and 2. So who does Camilla end up with, right? That's what I think it'll come down to big time. And can she get on a tribe that does win? Because I think you're going to have to win. You can't get second. Can she get on a tribe that can win 2 or 3 immunities early to let her bond with the people around her so that she's not just the easy Camilla scary later in this game vote?
Absolutely. And I think there's also a big thing. I think there's another big pro for her. Like you said, you know, she just played. So I think that there's a lot to be said about, you know, it being fresh in your mind. You're still kind of on that track because you played less than about a year ago. But I also think, like you said, the recency bias is a real issue. And I think that, like, here's the thing. I think that strategists are very scary for a lot of people. Like you were saying, like, people are nervous about, they might not be intimidating physically, but they're intimidating because of their mental prowess. And I think if she and Genevieve are on the same tribe, that is not good for her, because they are going to say, why do we need two? If we go to tribal council, why do we need two people who are insanely good at puzzles? Because we do know that Genevieve is also very good at puzzles. So why do you need two people like that? Why we can keep one or keep the other. Now, granted, they're both very strategic and they both cut people, you know, whatever. But I think that, like, she is the reason, it's the recency bias. You know, she's going to be the target in that situation.
Yeah.
But I also think that, like, she's never played, or the one time she played with a very definite number one, a very clear number one. And I think it's going to be very interesting to watch her play without that clear number one, because she's not going to have it, because it can't be Kyle. And if it is, that's probably not very good for them. Yeah. And I worry that it might throw her game off a little bit, because she's used to being able to be, like, basically 100% honest with somebody, basically strategize completely openly with them. But you can't always do that in Survivor. You kind of have to pick and choose who you tell things to. You kind of have to worry about, is this going to be leaked? Blah, 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 all that stuff. And so I think this is going to be a very different way to play the game, and one that she's not used to. And I'm worried that that learning curve might be too steep, that change might be too steep. And she tells somebody the wrong thing. You know, we know, we talked about how she wants that chaos, but if she tells somebody the wrong thing, I think that could be not great for her. I'm not saying that she's going to, like, loosely lip sync ships, like walking around, like, gabbing to everybody, but I don't know. It's just she played such a specific way for season 48. And rarely people get to play like that. You don't typically get to play that openly with somebody. And so I'm worried about how that's going to translate here on 50.
Yeah. It's interesting because I've gone on the record saying that I think Joe is one of the favorites to win the season, despite getting just one vote at the final tribal over the last season. I think playing on 48 does hurt Camilla, because nobody on this season except for Joe is going to play the way that the game was played in season 48. Even Kyle, he can't do it. He can't play the same way. And if you assume that Kyle and Joe are going to be split up from Camilla, all three of them are on different tribes, Camilla's not going to play with anybody who has played anywhere near the type of game that was played during season 48. That was a very straightforward, no blindsides. Everything just keeps on chugging along. We were sitting here screaming, when are they going to vote Joe out? When are they going to vote Eva out? It seems so obvious. That was the game that Camilla could play. Now, her and Kyle made some things happen on the sly, like the Shaheen vote, you know, but Star and Mary were very straightforward. The David vote was kind of a little bit of a flip of things, but for the most part, everybody was very predictable. There are going to be some predictable people on this season, but is Camilla, like, here's just a random question. It's because it's the guy that I just feel like makes the most sense to keep going to. Can Camilla go up to Colby and say, let's play together? I don't think it can happen. And I think that would actually be her safest bet, because Colby's going to play most similar to the other people that aren't her and aren't Kyle from season 48.
Yeah, that's super interesting. Now, I will also say, and we said this earlier, on multiple occasions, she said that Kyle was the person to kind of rein her in, rein her back from, like doing kind of chaos. Maybe, you know, she'll thrive on a season like 50 with a bunch of gamers, with a bunch of people willing to make crazy moves, because maybe it was against her, you know, intuition. It was against her instinct to have a really close number one. And it just so happened to work for her the one time. But maybe we are not giving her the benefit of the doubt to where she might be really good at bouncing around, at mm-hmm. changing who she's aligning with. Because again, if you like a game like Q, if you like a game like Coach, if you like a game like Philip Shepherd, I know that's like entertainment value, but if that is a game that you like to watch, now granted, Coach and Philip were pretty loyal, you know, had pretty strong alliances and were pretty loyal to maybe the wrong people or got a cult together or whatever else. Mm-hmm. But I do think that like, if that's the kind of like, if you like somebody kind of weird and chaotic, you might lean into like somebody, the game, you might lean into a 50, a crazy returning players. I'll go at wherever the wind blows me kind of game. Yeah. But I don't know. I just worry that, you know, she's not going to be quick on it, that it's not going to be an immediate change. And then she could kind of fall behind because of that like switch.
So I think Camilla could win. Like I said, for sure, like she was a 10 to me. I know when we talked about this on the cast's reaction, it was, who are your 10s? And I said, I think Camilla's a 10, and Will got all mad at me because that's what Will does. But I still think she's a 10. I also think on this season, she probably has the highest ceiling and the lowest floor, meaning that she could absolutely be the first person voted out of this game. My question to you is, and try to think of this from the perspective of the players who are out there. Is Camilla the biggest threat walking onto the island, or are there people that she would benefit from being on a starting tribe from? Because like you said, getting on a starting tribe with Genevieve doesn't help her. But is there anybody that you think would be super beneficial to Camilla, being that everybody just saw she was the fallen angel of the last season?
Ooh, I think that's a very good question. I could see somebody like Charlie really wanting to work with Camilla. You know, they're both pretty strategic. He is good at those endurance challenges. She's good at the puzzles. They have kind of conflicting or like different kind of, what they're good at is different, but I could really see Charlie going into a game wanting to work with somebody like Camilla. I could see, you know, I don't think that like Jonathan necessarily would want to work with a Camilla. I don't think that he leans towards that kind of gameplay. And I could also see either one of the 49ers wanting to play with her because they don't know who she is. They have no idea who she is because they were back like what, a week or two before they flew back out from after they finished.
No, so they watched the season probably. I think they had enough time that they came back. They probably, I mean, if you're Rizzo and you're Savannah, you find out that you're going out there, you say, oh shit, I better watch Survivor 48, right? Like even if you're only there for 2 weeks, you're binging that one of those days. So I do think that they have seen it, but I do think because they're so unknown, working with a Camilla could be very beneficial to them, because then it's like, well, she's a bigger threat than me. Don't worry about me. Cause I keep saying, I if I'm going out there, I'm voting out the 49ers first, cause I know nothing about them. And Russell screwed that for everybody. But I don't know. Maybe you're right. I mean, maybe those are the best people who would end up ultimately.
I could also see Chrissy wanting to work with Camilla. I could see Angelina also wanting to work with Camilla. I think that there are specifically Angelina, you know, great at negotiations, really good at climbing up ladders. But I do think that she values like a women in an alliance. And same thing with Chrissy, I think. And so I think that there's a way where they could see kind of Camilla's game and say, hey, that is something that I'm not very good at. That is something that I'm not good at the lying. I'm not good at the acting. Maybe I need somebody on my team who can do that, who can get away with that kind of a thing. And I think that she has a very interesting, specific set of skills, if you will. And I think that she would be able to bring that to a lot of people. Now, I also think there are people who wouldn't necessarily want to work with her. Kyle being one. I don't think Joe would want to work with her again. I don't think Jonathan would want to work with her. Q, I could see... Either way. I don't necessarily think that Colby is interested in her kind of gameplay. So I don't necessarily think that he would want to work with her. But I could, you know what? I feel like Christian might love to work with Camilla.
I mean, that would be similar to working with Gabby, right?
Yeah, a little bit.
That worked out for him. for sure. So, I mean, maybe you're on to something with that, because if he goes in there and he plays with Camilla, he's playing with the strategist. I mean, I think Camilla, obviously we saw it on the season, is less emotional than Gabby was, but I think that that could fit. She could fit into that same role for Christian. And maybe that's how Christian says, vote her out. If you're going to vote one of us out, just keep me. She's scarier than me. I mean, that could really work in his favor. I think that's what's so fascinating about this season. I've been talking to some, you know, former players and fans and everything. It's hard to see who the threats are, who's going to be used as a shield, who's not going to be used as a shield. Camilla's coming into this game. She's been to events. I know she's been in the same room as Tiffany. You know, I know she's been in the same room as Q, even though Q was shooting baskets, you know, like, I don't know if she's met Charlie or not, but I know for sure she's met those other people. So she's met some of these newer era players. She's coming in with some sort of relationship with these people. So do those personal relationships outweigh whatever happens on the island? I mean, of course, like, we've seen that before where it's like, we had a pregame alliance, somebody got on the island and they were a weirdo. I mean, people on Survivor are different than when they're off Survivor, but maybe she does have enough relationships that we're not giving her credit for.
Yeah. And I think that, like, there's also, like, I think Genevieve, they were back-to-back seasons, right? And so while Genevieve doesn't necessarily go to a lot of events, I could see Genevieve reaching out to her at the beginning of the season going, like, I'm so excited to see you play, all that other stuff. So I don't know. I really think that she has a strong enough social game to where she would be able to work with a lot of people. It's just, and I think I'm going to say this 1,000 times, it's just whether or not her tribe is going to tribal council many times before the merge. That's, I think, the thing. If she goes to tribal council a bunch of times, I think that she is one of those boots.
And Will brought up a good point when we did our winner podcast, like, who has the best chance of winning. He said, you almost have to play this game as if you're assuming you're going to lose, because two tribes are going to lose every time. You almost have to play as if, like, we're not going to win challenges. Like, we have a 2/3 chance of losing every single time we step out there. We're probably going to go to, If 12 people are going to go home, we're probably going to go to 4 tribal councils. Mm-hmm. It's going to be hard to prevent us from going to 4. So that will be interesting to see of, like, how does that impact Camilla's game as well?
Oh, yeah. I think there's a lot at play here. I am going to say that I have really high hopes for Camilla. I really do think that she is strong in so many aspects, that she brings a lot to a lot of different other players. She's able to fill in the gaps of other players' games. And so I do think that she's an asset. It's just, is the recency bias too much?
Yeah.
And that's what I'm worried about.
Yeah. And I totally agree with you. Highest ceiling with the lowest floor. She could finish 24th. She could win. I can't say that about most of the other players who are playing. So
I agree.
All right. That's everything you need to know about Camilla. So thank you all so much for listening to this one. What do you think about Camilla's chances on this season? Did we get it right? Was there anything we missed? We another last name that I was, like, unsure of. So I was like, I'm just going to let that go untouched, just like I did with Ozzy's. So again, if you need to know everything about these players, just don't come to me for their last name, because I don't know how to do it. So that's it. Camilla, that's who we have. Like this video, subscribe to the channel. Let us know what you think about her, and we'll see you next time we do another episode of Everything You Need to Know About Someone.